Flipping Ninja Toolkit, the tools and tips that will make you a money-making flipping ninja. So once you become more and more successful with flipping things, not just successful, but more, you're going through volumes of flipping things, you'll start noticing that you're going to be using tools here and there, but eventually you'll get to a point where you'll find yourself regularly having a lot of these tools on hand. So to make things easier for you, I created just a toolkit checklist of things that you should have on hand. Okay, so the first one is your home's measurements. Keep the width and the height of your doorways handy to make sure large items can fit through. Do this for any space you'll be using for storage. So it's pretty straightforward. If you're, flipping larger items, it's helpful to have the dimensions of the door that it's going through, just so you can make sure that it'll actually fit through. You don't want to buy something, bring it home, and find that it will not fit inside of your house or storage or space. The second thing is a tape measure. A tape measure is probably the only tool I use more, the next tool after my smartphone is the tape measure, because people are constantly asking for measurements when it comes to anything furniture wise. I guarantee you people are always going to ask for measurements or dimensions. So you want to make sure you have that on hand. Okay. And another thing you might want to consider is having a spirit level. For furniture in particular, it helps to know if it stands level. Now, this is also a good negotiation point if it doesn't. The ultimate buyer can figure out how to balance it. The seller is on the defensive. I've never personally done that myself. I'm not too crazy about, showing up on the scene with the frickin' spirit level. But, it is an option in case you want to, use that. Or if you're just interested for your own, your own curiosity, you want to see if it's balanced or, balanced or level. The fourth thing is duct tape, which is good for, you can use it to keep rolled rugs and other loose items from coming apart during transportation. I know I have I have probably 3 or 4 sets of carpets right now that are rolled up, but they're actually tied with rope. So the only reason they're tied with rope is because I don't have duct tape on hand right now, but duct tape definitely comes in handy. The fifth thing that you might want to have on hand is industrial plastic wrap. And it's good for when you don't want tape residue on a product. The wrap will basically stick to itself and not your item. The sixth tool to have on hand is straps. Okay. Especially if you have a pickup truck, buying straps took my flipping to the next level, because basically what you're doing with straps is you make sure that items don't fall out of your truck, by securing them with these straps. And obviously you don't want to damage the item, your truck, or a person by flying furniture, as funny as that might sound, but not really. So the eighth tool that is good to have on hand, I have some myself, is a product called forearm lifting straps. Basically, these are these little straps where, you grab a friend and you hook up these straps to your forearms, and it allows you to move large or bulky items with ease. And it just makes things 10 times easier. The eighth item is a dolly. Now, I have a dolly that I use in my garage. I've used it many times. I would recommend using it as much as you can to minimize the amount of time you spend carrying or lifting items, and also just wearing yourself out. It makes things, 10 times easier to move them using a dolly. Okay, and the ninth tool or resource that is really helpful is just having a person help you out. So bring a friend. You can bring a friend or someone who wants to learn how you're making all this money from flipping stuff, or not to mention, moving is always easier and more fun with 2 or more people. So having a person come along with you is always, funner, and it makes things easier, especially when it comes to things that are heavier or bulkier or something that you need help lifting. The 10th tool is having a truck or a trailer. Now, this is the ultimate moving tool. Okay. Like I mentioned before, once I got a pickup truck, my profits just completely skyrocketed. So when you have a truck, it gives you the space and convenience to get any item you want using it. And it also gives you the upper hand as a buyer or a seller, because you can, if someone's selling a large item, the fact that you have a truck, you can just get up and go and get it right away, versus another buyer who may not have a truck. They're going to have to, coordinate and get transportation and all that stuff. So the fact that you have the truck gives you a lot of mobility and speed, and speed is key in the flipping business. The 11th tool is cash. Okay. Having cash on hand on you is always a plus. You never know what you'll find on the way, so carry extra cash on hand. There's been so many times where I'm just driving down the street and I see all these signs for like a garage sale or a moving sale. And oftentimes, these people locally, they only want cash too. It's not like you can show up at someone's house at a garage sale with your credit card. Unless they're like hardcore technology person and they have like a little credit card reader on hand. But just like you should accept only cash, a lot of sellers also prefer cash only. So be prepared because cash is king. Okay. And number 12 is a smartphone. Okay. You'll need your smartphone with you at all times for things like navigating to different thrift stores, entering in addresses into your GPS, and taking, you know, high quality product photos. You'll also need it to run through the four weapons of determining value when you're on the go. So having a smartphone is vital to your success. If it wasn't for my smartphone, I don't even know if you'd be listening to this right now. That's how important it is. It's probably the most important tool you can use. It's also obviously your tool that you use to call, text, and email with buyers and sellers. So it's definitely that something that you need to have, a smartphone. Okay, the 13th tool that you may want to have on hand is a backup cell phone battery. Now, smartphones are awesome and great, but it's crazy how quickly they'll go from, you know, 100% battery to 5%, you know, in the blink of an eye. So you should use your phone. So you don't want to be out and about, you know, going, you know, researching items you find and other deals in the area, and suddenly your cell phone dies on you. You know, at that point, you're basically blind buying and you don't want that. So it's always cool to be prepared with a backup battery. The 14th tool that I would say is a must is a car charger for your smartphone. And again, be prepared. Even though you have your backup battery, keep a car charger on hand just in case. You'll always want to be sure you can, you know, GPS your way to or from a place or make a call if you have to. Your phone is basically your lifeline. Okay, and tool number 15, moving blankets are good to have on hand sometimes. Especially if you're, you know, hauling a heavy item into a truck. A lot of times what I might do is lay a blanket out and get the item onto the blanket. And then one person can push the item while the other pulls the blanket, and the heavy item will just slide in with ease. And then when it comes to smaller items, you can cover the more fragile items with the blankets to stop scratches and provide cushioning during, you know, your drive home. Okay. Tool number 16 that you might want to have is a tarp. Especially if you have a pickup truck. The fact is, I mean, the weather can be unpredictable. Try not to move items in questionable weather. Okay. Don't let your items get water damaged. I remember I had a coffee table set that I bought. I bought it really low. So it wasn't a huge deal. I got it for like 10 bucks. It was like a 3-piece coffee table set, but they got wet and the wood completely screwed up. So I basically had to, actually funny enough, even with the water damage, I think I ended up selling it for just 20 bucks. So, I mean, I still made money off of it, but like, you can see what I mean. You know, people are not going to be as excited to buy something that has water damage. So, you know, in the instance of a truck, you can, you know, cover it up with the tarp and strap them all in for a watertight seal. Tool number 17, is basically just having an email address. Preferably you have a designated email address that's used just for selling, buying and selling in sales and, you know, Craigslist and et cetera. Tool number 18 is having a photo editing software. This basically lets you enhance, crop, or edit photos to make them better. And you don't even have to pay, you know, hundreds of dollars for an app like Photoshop on your computer. You can even use a free smartphone app that I use. For example, there's an app called PixArt. All one word, PICSART, which is available in the iTunes and the Google Play Store. I mentioned to everybody who wants to get into the flipping business, you're going to need a truck. You know, it's simple. Having a truck equals more money. Usually when I invest in a cheap pickup truck, and if you are going to buy one, try and make sure it's the long box, if you can find one. That basically gives you more space in the back. But usually when I invest in a cheap pickup truck, I end up making the money I paid for it within 30 days or less. Okay. And the thing with the truck is that it allows you to do upsell deliveries. So basically, like I said before, you can be like, okay, here, I'm selling product XYZ, willing to deliver for $50. Okay. You can do a lot of that because a lot of people don't have trucks and don't want to arrange for transportation. So they're willing to pay you more if you can deliver it. Okay. And just a note, an SUV or a minivan is also an option. But like I said, if you are going to make a decision to invest in a, you know, vehicle for flipping, try and just stick with the truck, just because an SUV is not as spacious as a pickup truck. Tool number 19 that you can use is, you know, really taking advantage of Craigslist filters and alerts. So Craigslist has a filter function that lets you save your searches with whatever keywords you want. For example, I've got a search alert set up for the words Yamaha keyboard. So basically what that means is that whenever somebody posts an ad with those keywords, Yamaha keyboard, you immediately get an email alert, and it's an awesome way to jump on deals. So that means, you know, throughout the day, I might get alerts on my phone that shows me right away when somebody posts a Yamaha keyboard. And that way I can quickly pull them up, you know, see if they're worth buying, see if there's a profit potential, and jump on them really quick. And the last and final tool that I'm going to cover in this section is using Google Voice. Now, if you don't feel comfortable sharing your personal number, having a Google Voice number is the perfect option for you. And it's also great because it's got a lot of voicemail customization options, as well as the ability to transcribe voicemails people leave you. So that means that you got a lot of flexibility. You can set up your voicemail however you want. And also, when someone leaves you a message, it'll text you, it'll transcribe their message, and it'll text you what that voicemail was. Not to mention, you can also block phone numbers and, you know, call from it and text from it. The upside to creating and using a Google Voice number is that it lets you keep your personal number private. So if you just go to Google and type in Google Voice, you can create one within minutes, and you can also find a ton of how-to articles and help on Google Voice on this page. I have a Google Voice number myself, and it's super helpful. I use it all the time. That way people don't have my personal number, but rather they're contacting me through my Google Voice number.